This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Florida's Secretary of State has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested U.S. Senate race. Department of State spokeswoman Sarah Revelle said in a news release Thursday evening that unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. Susan Booker is Palm Beach County's supervisor of elections.
We gave it everything we had. I'm very proud of my team. I'm proud that we had partners at Palm Beach County, and we are a good election office, and I have a great team. I think that we just got stuck with some mechanical issues that were inherited.
Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson trails his Republican challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by 0.15%. The total of the hand recount is due by noon Sunday. The United States has announced additional sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Among those to be sanctioned are Saud al-Qahtani, a former top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Also under sanction are Saudi Consul General Mohammed al-Otaibi. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert announced the move on Thursday.
Today, in conjunction with the Department of the Treasury, we put out a statement, as did Treasury, imposing sanctions on 17 Saudi Arabian individuals for serious human rights abuses resulting from their roles in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi at the Consulate of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Istanbul, Turkey, on October the 2nd.
The sanctions will be implemented under the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which targets those who have committed serious human rights abuses and acts of corruption. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five people involved in the killing. This is VOA News.